In this episode, discover the 20 business problems that video solves.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery. Brought to you by Wirebuzz.
Hey now. All right, so a big week in the news. Lots to cover in this episode. Right at the beginning, though, I'd like to acknowledge and thank Vin Scully for 67 amazing years of being behind the microphone, being the world's greatest storyteller, and making baseball significantly more interesting than it really is. Really cherished his career. I grew up in LA, and Vin's always been a big part of my life. His voice is like the soundtrack of summer to me. You know, recently a new potential client was sitting in my office and he said, "Todd, like, what can you do for me?" And this was one of his first questions. And I looked at him and I was like, you know, I really don't know yet. I mean, once I understand your business problems, I'll have a much better idea of the ways that I can help you. And the reason I can say that with confidence is there are 20 business problems that video solves. And in a moment, I'm going to walk you through each and every one of them. But first, here's the news that matters to video marketing masters. YouTube reports a record number of views for the second presidential debate. With a combination of live viewership and video on demand, YouTube says that the total viewership for this debate increased by 40% compared to the first one. Now, in the first debate, they saw 88 million combined views. And when I say combined, I mean people that watch it live and people that watch it on demand. And the second debate had 124 million views over the same time period. Twitter had a very similar audience bounce this week. Twitter reported the number of people who watched the second presidential debate on the social media platform increased sharply compared to the first one, an improvement that contrasts with a drop in television viewership. Now, look, we've seen this time and again, right? We keep seeing it with not just the debates, but with the presidential convention. We saw it with the Olympics. I reported on that. And the more people watch the debates on Twitter than the NFL. Just to provide you with some audience context, there's a really interesting quote in this article. It says, quote, "Twitter says an average of 369,000 people worldwide watch Sunday night's debate between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, and that's up from 344,000 who watched the first debate last month." Providing you some context, there were 369,000 people that watched on Twitter Sunday night and 124 million that watched it live or on demand on YouTube, okay? Think about the audience sizes there and how different they are. And Twitter's peak audience for football has been somewhere around 327,000 who watched the Patriots-Texans game. Now, that's really interesting to me because what we're seeing is audiences are moving away from their traditional devices and starting to watch things online or on second devices by streaming. And ironically, for the first time in my life, I streamed a presidential debate on Sunday. The reason, well, twice on Sunday, the Wirebuzz office alarm went off and the police got dispatched over here. And the first false alarm went off around 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon as I was just finishing up at the gym, getting all ripped up, jacked like I've been eating what The Rock's been cooking. You know what I'm talking about. And that first alarm went off and I drove over to the office where a Scottsdale Police Department officer with a flashlight in one hand and his hand near his sidearm on the other walked through the office with me. And fortunately, it was just a false alarm. Now, around 3:30 in the afternoon on Sunday, I decided to lay down for that beautiful Sunday nap, and I put my phone on airplane mode, and when I woke up like 30 minutes later, it was like a micro nap, like I barely even got time to close my eyes. But when I woke up and I turned my phone back on and took it off of airplane mode, I literally had a dozen voice messages from the alarm company, from Scottsdale PD, from my dad, my poor dad must have been listed as my emergency contact. So my wife, our dog Happy, and I, we jumped in the car. We drove over to the office to work on the alarm, which has just been triggering in a weird way. And while we were there Sunday night, we opened up a killer bottle of wine and raided the company's cabinet of yummies, where we've got all the granola bars and the chocolate dipped pretzels and all that good stuff that's here at the office, and drank some wine and watched the presidential debate. Now, and we watched the debate through the ABC app on Apple TV. Hey, do you know why I picked the ABC News app? Well, this brings me to your first business takeaway of this episode. I picked the ABC News app because Apple TV created a special section for apps that are going to be live streaming the presidential debate. Now, the best businesses, the best products, the best services, what do? They always anticipate their customers and what they're going to be wanting, even if there isn't a business transaction to be made. Apple and ABC weren't selling me the ABC News app. That app's for free. So why did Apple invest time in creating a debate section inside of Apple TV? Because Apple knows that the debates, or any other predictable tentpole event, they're opportunities to remind users like me that Apple TV is a real option. Now, isn't that brilliant? Events like this are like little micro reminders. And that's exactly the way you need to nurture your customers away from a traditional habit like TV into a new solution like Apple TV. All right? So think about that. Where in your business do you have an opportunity to create little micro reminders about your product or your service? Another way to look at this question is, where can you create little reminders that keep your unique value really top of mind to potential customers and friends that are going to refer you? How do you do that? Well, here's how we did it for my business. Wirebuzz created micro reminders by producing a series of short, helpful videos that answered frequently asked questions that we knew that prospects always seemed to ask. Now, when I say always, not everybody, but if you took a laundry list and you wrote down all of the questions that we get, like maybe in each meeting, 5 out of 10 of these questions come up. But if you talk to 15 different prospects, they all eventually start coming up. Those are the questions that you're going to want to keep. Then we schedule the one-day video shoot. And 2 to 3 weeks before that shoot date, we posted a Google sheet online with all the topics that we wanted our team to capture. And we wanted them to capture each of those topics in their own 1 to 3 minute video. Then we shared that Google sheet with the entire company. We asked people to sign up for the topics that they wanted to answer on camera and to schedule their own time in the studio on that day and to do it on our company-wide Google calendar. First come, first serve, baby. That's the way it worked. And by the day of that shoot, we had like 60 video clips in the can when we were done, and we edited them, uploaded them into YouTube, and now we get videos released each day and are shared across social media. Now, all right, so now you're probably asking me the brass tacks, right? Where the rubber meets the road. How does this impact Wirebuzz revenue? How did these little micro reminders affect the way that your business is operating and business is growing? And you may even be asking, how did our helpful videos impact ROI, right? Well, by staying top of mind in our friends' social feeds, by posting a new video regularly inside of our friends' feed, the next time they knew someone who needed a video, they referred us. The next time their boss mentioned video, they referred us. And the reason is because they already knew us. They knew me. Maybe they knew Christo, who's here in the room with me as we're recording, or they knew somebody in this office, and they already had a relationship of trust. They already trusted us. So it was so much easier for them to then refer us, and all we had to do was stay top of mind. Got it? And that's how you take a little lesson from Apple and Apple TV and turn it into micro reminders that increase business leads that eventually convert into new deals. Forbes is reporting in the September 2006 YouTube viewership stats that something really remarkable happened. Apple introduced the new iPhone 7, got nearly 6 million views in September. And then since September plus October's had 20 million views. Now, another big video was Amazon's introduction of its new Echo voice-activated speaker with Alexa smushed inside, that little Alexa voice that knows everything. Somehow they jammed that inside there too. And that's had 12.6 million views. And then there was a gamer video, a really big popular gamer video called Clash Royale, that streamed 3 separate videos last month, generating 16 million views when you add up those 3 videos. YouTube has placed 21 PragerU videos on restriction, a category meant for inappropriate, objectionable, or sexual content. PragerU stands for Prager University. They put out a series of 4 to 5 minute videos that promote Judeo-Christian values and help young people distill complex issues, understand and simple to understand bullet points. You know, some of these topics are like, are police racist? Why don't feminists fight for Muslim women? I mean, these are really interesting topics that are important for people as they're trying to develop their thoughts. And, you know, I love free speech. I love hearing what people have to say. And I actually want to know what people feel. I'd rather know what they feel than censor it so they can't express themselves. And there's very few things, very few points of view that I'm actually shocked or threatened by. I'm actually enriched by diversity of thought. And I thought we were supposed to be embracing diversity, not just skin color, but how people look and how they think. You know, I'm not a Dennis Prager listener, but I don't need to be in order to know what's right or wrong. You know, I shared in episode one that from 2003 to 2007, I led digital marketing projects for Rush Limbaugh. And at the same time, my other client was Jesse Jackson. And I wasn't threatened by their competing views. In fact, I can't think of a time where they had similar views. It was always opposite. And their competing views enriched me. It made me a better person to hear their views on a daily basis. And that's exactly how YouTube should be looking at competing political views. And that's why I think for YouTube's long-term value and the value to their audience, YouTube shouldn't be censoring political views. Another one of my former digital marketing clients made a little appearance in the news this week. Hours after the Washington Post published a video of Donald Trump in 2005 stating some really naughty things, Trump issued a video response that went out over social media. Now, there's an important marketing lesson in this story, and if you find yourself in a sticky situation, I'm really talking about crisis management situations, don't do the traditional live television interview. That's an absolute mistake. When you sit down with a member of the media or some jackass reporter and they start asking you questions, you are not doing any service to your image, your brand, your product. Instead, here's what you should be doing. You should be using video to package up the perfect response. Do it many times, polish it, read it from a teleprompter, damn it, if you have to. But what you want to do is release your statement in video and publish it, like Trump did, across social media. Now, the term that I've created for this is giving the media a Heisman. Now, I want you to think of the Heisman Trophy. What you're protecting, what the Heisman Trophy is protecting in its left hand is the football, right? And it's got its right hand up in the air and it's blocking somebody. Who you're blocking is the media. Who you're protecting is your brand or your product or your service. Sidestep the media. Give it the Heisman. Insulate it. Use video. Get your message out and don't have any jackass reporter take you off message. You know, when I was at the Premier Radio Network during the peak of The Apprentice TV show, I ran Donald Trump's radio and web version of The Apprentice, which provided business advice in Paul Harvey-styled short format, little two-minute radio segments that aired across a couple hundred stations across the country. Now, Trump's program across a couple hundred stations was by far the smallest national talk show I worked on. And I'm pretty sure Jesse Jackson's audience at that time was larger. But you know how unusual life is? I mean, back in 2007, when I left that project, none of us knew Trump was political. Just like nobody knew that Arnold Schwarzenegger was interested in politics before he announced that he wanted to be the governor, right? And what's super interesting to me, this is like a weird case study about life. If I tell people now that I ran digital marketing for the radio version of The Apprentice, 50% of the time people look at me with squinted eyes. They like back up and they look at me like I'm some horrible person. You can just see it on their face. They have a total disdain for Trump. And then they say something like, if I were you, I wouldn't tell anybody I worked for him. Like I have some crystal ball or something, right? None of us knew the guy was going to be political. And yet it was really enjoyable, rewarding work. And look, I'm a free speech guy. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but somebody else's words, they absolutely can't hurt me. And I'm proud of the work that I did for Trump. Just Like, I'm proud of the results that I created for Jesse Jackson, whose daughter Santita is among the nicest people you will ever meet. I'm honored to have called her my friend. And the work for Trump and Jesse went down at the exact same time. And I'm super happy I helped them to increase revenue, to better engage, and to grow their audience. If you look at me, really all I do is I help companies or products and services better expand their influence, better engage, and grow their audience so they can convert at faster and faster rates. You know, Facebook Live made news again. Just 90 minutes before the second presidential debate, the Donald sidestepped, the media gave them a Heisman by streaming on Facebook Live with three women who accused Bill Clinton of sexual misconduct and a woman who accused a rapist that Hillary Clinton defended back in 1975. Damn, Facebook, each week, the live events get stranger and stranger that are coming out on Facebook Live. Like last week, two people OD'd on heroin and somebody Facebook Lived it. The week before, a guy incriminated himself on Facebook Live when he showed his drugs before being arrested by a police officer. The week before that, a wife used Facebook Live to stream her husband's police shooting. And all of these weekly huge Facebook Live stories are a clear indicator that the marketing gods up high are smiling down on Facebook. And for those of you who are now wondering, because I just spent more time talking about politics on this episode than I ever have, if you're wondering who I'm voting for, I'm swiping left on both candidates. So now that I've got you caught up on the latest news, and it's so strange to see how much video news and video marketing news this week is really revolving around politics, and it feels like politics is really sucking out all the oxygen in the air. But I want to bring you back to the core subject today, the 20 business problems that video solves. Because when I sat there in my office with this new prospect, and he was telling me about his business and started telling me about his business problems, I went through a list that in my head is much like the one I'm about to share with you. All right, so the first problem that video solves is probably the most common one. And these are longer sales cycles. If your business has a long sales cycle, you should consider using video. You know, I've got a client that's got an 18-month sales cycle. And the reason is they've got a very complex solution, a very complex product, but the product also costs $1.5 million. So what they had to do is wait for money in a budget to be available. So if they can convince and convert this year, they get the money next year. And the easiest way that you collapse a sales cycle is you start using a tool that people learn the fastest from, that process the fastest from, that share it internally to their colleagues. And video is that tool. People are four times more likely to watch it than read text. People process 60,000 times faster with video than they do with text. And when somebody looks at a product or a service video, they're 144% more likely to buy after watching that video than people who don't watch the video. So for longer sales cycles, use video to move people through the process quicker, they'll understand it, and they'll buy faster. The number two business problem that video solves is generating leads. Now, video gets the best search results. Most leads come off of search during an awareness or a discovery phase. If you want to be found inside of search and start generating leads off of it, then you need to be thinking about video. With video, you could be putting a mini course behind some type of a turnstile where somebody puts in their email address and now they're in your database. That mini course needs to be so valuable to your target customer that the people that enter into it are people that are going to need your service, okay? And these mini courses have an extremely high conversion rate, both from lead capture and from a sales conversion rate perspective. And this is one of the most effective lead magnets that you can create for generating leads and sales at the same time. Now, I want you to think about a mini course in video, similarly to like a webinar in structure, but broken down over 3 to 4 videos and only available on demand when your target customer opts in and gets into your database, all right? Video has a higher perceived value. So if you put a video behind a turnstile and you ask somebody to give your email address, they're going to convert at higher and higher rates. Now, once they're in your database, you can start nurturing them. We'll get to that later on. But the number two problem that video solves is generating leads. The number three business problem that video solves are taking your ads and making them more efficient. You know, a lot of people have ad spends that aren't moving the needle, but you could be improving the efficiency of your ad campaigns by retargeting viewers based on video viewing behavior. So for example, you could retarget everyone who watches at least 75% of a video on Facebook with a video that pushes them to take the next step. And you could create similar ad funnels on YouTube as well. Now, this is a lot harder to do with text because with video, you know exactly how long somebody's been watching. So that's an attention span issue. And when somebody watches, like let's say 75% of a video on Facebook, you can retarget them with a video that pushes them to the next step that brings them closer to conversion. And it really helps you improve the efficiency of your ad campaigns. The number four problem that you can solve with video is solving a slow buyer's journey. You know, getting prospects to actually engage with your content at every stage of the buyer's journey is really, really difficult, especially when people don't like to read. Reading is like work for people. And the last thing you ever want to do is make a potential customer work really, really hard for them to figure out what you're trying to sell, right? Once you do that, if you're making people struggle, you're doing yourself a disservice. And video is four times more likely to be watched than text is to be read. So if you want to speed up that buyer's journey, you want to use video, you want people to process that information, go through it quicker, and before you know it, people are dropping through the bottom of your funnel. The fifth problem that video solves for businesses is overcoming buyer resistance with testimonial FAQs and objection handles. Now, buyer resistance is where the prospect stalls out in the process, right? I look at it like Frogger. You remember the game Frogger? Christopher, are you even old enough to know what the game Frogger is?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
There's an updated version.
Oh, there is? Oh, wait, is it like on an iPhone or an iPad or something? You dirty dog. So, you know, Frogger is this game that used to just rock the late 70s and early 80s. And as that frog jumps forward, the frog is your prospect. And as it jumps forward, eventually it gets to the next question, the next objection, the next lily pad, and you have to be able to confidently help them get to the next step and move them across the road to a safe place where they buy. And what happens is along the way, your prospect demonstrates some buyer resistance. And the way that you move them is you create testimonials, frequently asked question videos, and objection handle videos. So they're all really important. Let's start with that last one first, objection handle videos. Here's how I use them. In our business or even in our clients, we see a variety of common objections that come up. And so we want to create videos about those objections. And we want to teach the sales team, our own sales team or our client sales team, how to handle objections the way the company wants them to be handled when they arise. And so there's training. This is where those videos come in. But what really happens is the salesperson addresses that common objection in person or over the phone. And then the magic happens. Because when they follow up with an email, they include that objection handle video in that follow-up email. And what it does is it reassures the prospect that the salesperson understands and isn't intimidated to address that problem. Because now you've got a video that echoes what the salesperson said. It reinstills confidence with the prospect, and the prospect then moves on. Or if the objection came from the prospect's boss, they share that video, that objection handle video, with the prospect's boss, and then they move together to the next stage, and they have lifted their resistance, and you've helped them overcome that buyer's journey problem. You can do the same with a testimonial. Because at some point, people are going to ask, how has your product or service impacted one of your clients? You answer it in person. You follow up with an email that tells a really compelling story. One of our clients, Garden Health, flew us out to, we were in New Orleans, filmed two testimonial videos there. And Christo, you were in Atlanta filming one of the videos. And we followed patients around that that were benefiting from the Guardant Health liquid biopsy test to impact their outcomes. Now, that's a really powerful way to paint a picture. You could never tell a complete story in text like you could do with video. You can't even bring people with text or just in a normal storytelling process to the totality of what you could with video. So when you share that video, it creates the right desired emotions that brings confidence and moves somebody to the next stage. And then the last part of this overcoming buying resistance is having a library of frequently asked questions. These are questions that people ask later in the buying process. They're questions like, well, how do you do this? Or if I want to change my my password or my email, how do I go about doing it? Those are the questions that somebody wants to see in video so they know they're not going to be stuck on hold pressing 2 to speak English, pressing 8 to speak to a representative, and then waiting until somebody with the skill sets to answer their question can get on the phone to talk with them. Instead, create a library of those frequently asked questions, and in your sales process, you overcome buying resistance by using the right video at the right time. And so those videos are testimonials, they're frequently asked questions, and they're common objection handles. The sixth business problem that you can solve with video is overcoming Facebook's declining reach problem. You know, a lot of us need Facebook in order to get out to our prospects, in order to educate our followers. And Facebook has been throttling down each of the reach that each of us has. Maybe the most telling story of a reach problem is George Takei. Do you know George Takei, Christo? George Takei is like, you know, former Star Trek Mr. Sulu, but he's really had one of the biggest resurgence of his fame when he became a digital media celebrity. And George Takei was the first that I remember hearing him come out and talk about how only 15% of the people that are Facebook followers can see his content. And that's because Facebook is throttling down what our impact and our reach is, even when people say they want to receive that information. And the way that you sidestep this and you overcome Facebook's declining reach problem is with native Facebook videos. To give you an idea of the impact, you're going to get, if you upload video into Facebook, which is also called like native videos in Facebook, you're going to increase your video's reach and impact by 258%. Okay. That's how much more valuable and how much larger of an audience Facebook's going to give you if you use their website the way they want you to use it. Upload those videos, maximize your impact, and overcome Facebook's declining reach problem. The seventh business problem that you can solve with video is increasing the effectiveness of your cold outreach. Now, cold outreach is what I look at it like kicking in a door, right? If you want to kick in a door, make a name for yourself, to start developing a relationship, do something memorable, think video first. I did this today. I increased the effectiveness of a reply that a new prospect sent me. She asked me a question. She said, hey, Todd, can you give me a little bit of information about Wirebuzz? Well, I did one better because I already know that if I send her an email back with some text and some bullet points, she probably isn't going to read it. So I took out my traditional slide deck that I show all new prospects. And it's like a 3-minute quick overview. And I grabbed my microphone and I did a screen grab and I walked her through in 3 minutes, a high level overview on what my agency provides. And I sent it to her as a video with some bullet points. But I already know that if I put a video in there and I put video in the subject header, it's 2 times more likely to be opened and 3 times more likely to be clicked through, and people will process it quicker and all that good stuff that happens with video. So when you add it to your cold outreach, you increase the effectiveness, you kick a door in, you make a friend, and they'll remember you forever. The eighth business problem that companies have that can be solved with video is landing pages that don't convert at high enough rates, don't generate a high enough ROI. And the way that you do that is you make all ad campaigns produce higher ROIs by putting a solid video on that landing page. I mentioned a moment ago that people are 144% more likely to buy after looking at a product or a service overview video. Put that on a landing page. Drive your traffic there. People will watch that video because you sure as hell know they ain't going to read. And if that video is written in a compelling way, and they understand clearly what your value is, and you do it short and succinct so they get to the end, people will convert at higher levels. The ninth business problem that video solves is people or prospects not being able to connect with the brand. Now, we see this all the time. People have cold or sterile websites. There's no emotional connection. And as a result, their prospects aren't converting at the right rates. Now, my grandfather used to always say to me that people do business with people they have relationships with. So you always have to be in the business of developing relationships. Now, if you have a video on that page and you're using video through your website and you put people in front of the camera that have a compelling story, that give a really heartfelt testimonial, that can share the value of your product or service, you start humanizing your brand. And people do business with humans. Start developing relationships. You do that at significantly higher levels. When you start using video, people start remembering you. They start developing a relationship because now they have something to relate with and humanize your brand. And by humanizing your brand with video, you'll convert at higher levels. The 10th problem that we see that video solves are ineffective websites. Most websites are so boring that nobody would ever go through the page to learn about that product or service. Drop a video in there that's about that product or service. Tell that story. You're going to increase your website's conversion rates at every opportunity. And the thing I like about a video like this is it's evergreen. It's non-perishable. If it's well-produced and it's non-perishable, you know, meaning the idea doesn't get old or it's not seasonal, then that video can live on for a very long time, for many years. In fact, Wirebuzz's first explainer video that lived on our homepage lived there for 3 years. That's the value, is it provides you better and better ROI over a very long period of time. Churn rate is the 11th problem that video can solve for businesses. Now, churn rate, for those who don't know in its broadest sense, is the measure of the number of individuals or items moving out of a collective group over a specific period of time. It's one of the two primary factors that determine the steady state level of customers a business is going to support. Now, if you want to reduce your churn rate and you want to improve the onboarding experience and provide training to ensure customers have a very successful experience using your product, video is the most powerful tool you could be using. You educate people. When they get it and it clicks, people will stay. And then by providing those type of resources, you decrease your churn rate. You actually increase the amount of revenue that you bring in because people aren't leaving through the back door. In fact, all you're really seeing is your snowballs growing. And you can fix your churn rate by adding video for your onboarding and training process. The 12th problem we see businesses struggle with that can be solved with video are sales teams that are terribly inefficient. Now, let me give you an example. You know, there are a lot of salespeople that go to a conference and they may meet 1,000 people and get this database of that's totally blind. They don't know who's a cold lead. They can't separate a cold lead from a warm lead or a hot lead that's ready to convert. And so the sales team addresses each person in the database with the same exact level of interest, the same level of commitment. And before you know it, the sales team is now burning time on people that are never going to convert. So the way that you solve that problem and you make your sales team significantly more efficient is you use video to provide you lead level data. You see, video replaces text communication, and you can know exactly which pieces of information your prospects have consumed, which ones they haven't. So your sales team can follow up intelligently with the right information at the right time to just the prospects that are ready to buy now. And you use your videos to nurture your cold leads up to warm and your warm leads to convert into sales. The 13th business problem that I see businesses struggle with is email engagement. But video can solve that. In fact, video solves it very easily. Just by adding the word video in the subject of your email, you get 2 times the open rate. And by adding a thumbnail image linked to a landing page, into a video, you increase the effectiveness of that email three times. So people are now three times more likely to click on that image that looks like a video and start watching the video. That's how you boost the engagement that revolves around email, double your open rate, triple your click-through rate, and make email prospecting significantly more efficient. Now, so you know that I drink my own Kool-Aid. I do the same thing here. I use video inside of my email to boost engagement, and that ultimately helps me convert, and it's part of my strategy. Every week here at Wirebuzz, we have emails going out that are generating new meetings that are from cold leads, and we're working them in to become warm so we can talk to them, educate them, share the appropriate videos so they convert when they're hot. The 14th business problem are complex business products, all right? If you have a hard time explaining something, show it in a video, visually represent it, give somebody 90 seconds. I kind of look at these complex business problems as Thanksgiving dinner. You don't want to stuff people and give them too much. And sometimes we do that with text. But if you create a 90-second video that, like Thanksgiving, is a small plate that they can snack on, digest, and then they come back for more because they were able to digest the small plate first, now you're able to move people through your process because you've explained your complex subject in really simple to understand terms. Nothing does a better job than video. Next up is the 15th business problem that can be solved with video. And that, I think, fits under the bucket of having sales teams that all speak different languages and not training people the same way. Because, you know, a lot of times salespeople are in their own silos and they're doing their own thing. But if you create video assets that train your team, then you can improve the performance of your sales team. Now, here's how you do it. Your best salespeople have already optimized the process of conversion, okay? They've already handled the frequently asked questions and common objections. They already know how to explain things in easy to digest terms. So what you wanna do is turn those best performing salespeople into coaches and create little videos where they're teaching how to answer certain questions to the rest of the sales team, especially new sales teams. And what you've discovered when you do this is you boost up everybody's collective ability to explain, to convince, and convert at higher rates because everybody is learning from the rock stars that have already optimized the process. The number 16 problem that businesses can solve with video is what I call process problems. Often in a business, there's a process breakdown that costs an enormous amount of money. Let me give you an example. One of our clients has a ginormous laboratory for genetic information. And just so you know, I've mentioned in the past 23andMe several times as being a client, but this is not 23andMe, even though they are also a ginormous laboratory. But this client that I'm talking about had a very large problem where 40% of their submitted tests had to be resubmitted because they were submitted inaccurately or improperly. Maybe the blood sample was packaged at the wrong temperature, or it was shipped too late, right? Maybe the person didn't fill out the paperwork right. And so 40% had to go back to be resubmitted, which meant everybody had to do 40% more work. So the test wasn't as efficient. So what we did for the client when they told us that problem is we created a training process video that was for all the different doctors and healthcare providers that draw blood and submit the blood to be evaluated. Because the problem wasn't in our client's laboratory. It was with all the phlebotomists all over the world that were using different gauge needles and different ways of packaging and different ways of shaking up to mix the blood. All of those threw off 40% of the tests. And so once they created a quick 90-second training video that got used to help improve the process, they brought that 40% redo rate down into single digits, and that impacted ROI significantly. Now, in a past life, I was a search engine optimization digital marketing nerd, and that's why everything here starts with strategy, is because we get it. So the number 17 problem that video solves for business goes back to my roots, and that's traffic generation. You see, video gets the best search results. And the reason video gets the best search results is because of time on page and links. Video gets more links than any other type of content, and video gets 3 times more shares than any other type of content. And when people spend twice as much time on average on video than they do with text, video gets significantly better search engine optimization, which ultimately generates better traffic. You got that? Did that make sense? And when you're advertising, video ads drive 822% more engagement than banner ads in B2B advertising, and 628% more engagement in B2C advertising. Now, Comscore found a 90% lift in conversations on ad campaigns that include videos versus those without. So if you're looking to generate traffic, think video first. It'll get you better search results, your ads will drive more engagement, and before you know it, traffic won't be a problem anymore. The number 18 issue that video solves for business is reduce customer service support inquiries. Now, we have a client again up in Silicon Valley, but this one's a device manufacturer for multiple types of devices. And their problem is their customer support telephone calls have to be answered by PhD level specialists that work inside of their facilities because they're talking to other PhDs in laboratories. And so what we did to help reduce customer support inquiries is we created a series of videos about their frequently asked customer support questions. And in doing so, we reduced the amount of calls that their expensive PhD level service people were having to do. So instead, the operator would say, would find out what the question is and then follow up with an email of one of those PhD nerds answering the question. And they will say to them, by the way, if this video doesn't help, call back because we'd be happy to walk you through the solution. And the number of returning customer support inquiries about those topics dropped dramatically. And that affected their overall expense as a business, which they could then use to boost revenue. The number 19 business problem that video solves is reducing the cost per acquisition. Now think about this for a moment. The amount of time that a sales team spends acquiring a new customer is dramatic for a business's overhead. And if you can automate it, if you can provide on-demand videos and have your email then send out those videos, and the videos could be demos, it could be webinars, it could be tutorials, it could be overviews. If you do that, then you decrease your sales time and the expense, the cost per acquisition, because now the sales team is focused on writing deals instead of moving people through the process. And the number 20th problem that video solves for business, and we see it all the time, are businesses that have a problem scaling their sales because they've got a multinational product or service across multiple languages, and they need to educate customers in multiple languages and show them the value of the product. It's actually a really easy problem to solve if you understand video, and probably really confusing if you don't think video first. So what we do, and this happens in our office all the time, is we create an animation video because there's really no talking head. There are no lips moving. It's cartoon. And then we support that cartoon with multiple languages and use that video so our clients can then convince and convert at faster rates. And by doing the multiple languages, you're not reinventing the animation. The animation's done once. All you're doing is changing any text on screen and the announcer and what the announcer is saying. And the cost to be able to educate, convince, and convert in multiple languages drops dramatically. One video with multiple languages will solve that problem and show people how they can scale the sales across multiple nations and multiple languages. And the number 20th business problem that video solves is scaling a sales team of a multinational product or service across multiple languages. Now, you can use motion graphics, animation, and 3D with a voiceover, and then switch out the voiceover and the text on screen for a variety of different languages. But you're not reinventing the wheel. The base of that video, the motion graphics, the animation, maybe the 3D modeling, all remains the same. And then you switch out the voiceover and the text on screen for Spanish, for French, for German, for Farsi. And before you know it, you've now impacted the biggest languages in your sales team that could be siloed all over the world, can use the video asset that works best for their geographic area to convince and convert at faster and faster rates. Now, that's a really cool way to use video to solve 20 business problems that we see all the time. And you heard it first right here on Video Marketing Mastery. All right, so this has really been a big episode with a lot of information for you. We mostly started off with politics and then worked into the business problems. I'm not going to go through all this stuff in detail, but I do want to let you know that if you're having a hard time deciding where to get started, and we know it's not easy, we created a free downloadable worksheet that helps you select the most profitable business topics for your business, and you can get access to it at wirebuzz.com/topics with an S on the end. And we'll make sure that that gets into your hands. If this podcast was valuable to you, if I'm providing you a really good service, please subscribe. Don't miss an upcoming episode by going to iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play and subscribe. Leave us a really honest rating and review. It'll help us perfect and polish what we do. And if you want to get access to the show notes for this episode and see some of the articles that I mentioned, wirebuzz.com/45. That's wirebuzz.com/45. And with the crew here at Wirebuzz, we're going to keep bringing you the latest information. We'll do it each and every week with a new episode appearing on Tuesdays. And we'll do that right here at Video Marketing Mastery.